Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. If you're in my office, it's already too late. A divorce lawyer's guide to staying together is a practical relationship book by James J. Sexton, a New York divorce attorney who has spent decades handling marital breakdowns. First published in 2018, it uses Sexton's professional experience with more than 1,000 divorce cases to reverse engineer the habits, mistakes, and communication failures that often precede separation. The book is not a legal manual in the usual sense, nor is it a conventional marriage self-help title built around optimism alone. Instead, it combines blunt observation, legal perspective, and concrete relationship advice to show how couples can reduce conflict before it hardens into resentment. Its purpose is to preventive help readers understand how marriages erode in everyday life, especially through poor communication, neglect of small problems, unrealistic assumptions, and outside pressures such as social media. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, using divorce cases to identify the early warning signs of marital breakdown, it also changes how readers think about prevention. If the warning signs are subtle, then the best time to act is long before anyone starts talking about separation. Sexton repeatedly implies that couples often wait until the relationship is already severely damaged before they seek help. By contrast, the book argues for constant attention to the health of the marriage, almost as if it were something that needs maintenance rather than emotional faith alone. That framing makes the book useful to readers who want a hard-headed, reality-based account of why marriages fail. Secondly, thoughtful communication as the main tool for preventing resentment. The book treats sarcasm, careless criticism, and repeated small digs as particularly corrosive because they slowly change the emotional climate of the relationship. Sexton's example suggests that people often misread their own behavior, believing they are being playful or practical when the other person experiences the exchange as disrespect or rejection. That mismatch is important because it explains how resentment grows without either partner intending a major rupture. The practical lesson is not simply to talk more, but to develop a communication style that is intentional, considerate, and responsive. In that sense, the book presents communication as an ongoing skill rather than a one-time marital achievement. Thirdly, why small repeated slights can damage affection more than major disputes. This focus on slippage gives the book a preventive logic. If damage often comes from repetition, then repair also has to be repetitive. The relationship cannot be maintained by one conversation or one grand gesture. It needs ongoing correction. Sexton's point is not that couples should obsess over every minor annoyance, but that they should not underestimate the cumulative effect of habits that make each partner feel diminished. This makes the book especially relevant for readers who assume that only major betrayals matter. In Sexton's framework, many marriages weaken first at the level of tone, attention, and day-to-day respect. Fourthly, social media comparison and the new conditions that make infidelity easier. The book also treats infidelity less as a single moral failure than as a behavior pattern that can begin with digital access, emotional vulnerability, and weak boundaries. Sexton does not oversimplify cheating into one stereotype. Instead, he suggests that affairs often emerge from opportunity plus dissatisfaction plus secrecy. That makes the topic more useful than a simple condemnation would be, because it shows where prevention is possible. Readers are pushed to think about privacy, temptation, and emotional drift in a more disciplined way. In the context of the book, fidelity is not only about loyalty after betrayal. It is also about managing the conditions that make betrayal more likely. Lastly, marriage as a long-term commitment that requires design, not default. He also stresses the importance of maintaining a sense of self within marriage. This is a practical insight, not a philosophical one. When people abandon their individual interests, independence, or inner life entirely, they may later feel trapped or resentful. The book suggests that healthy marriage requires both closeness and personal continuity. That balance is one reason the book stands apart from more idealized relationship guides. It does not promise that marriage will be easy or effortless. Instead, it argues that the work of staying together includes self-awareness, mutual respect, and the willingness to adjust before dissatisfaction becomes entrenched. In conclusion, this book will appeal most to readers who want marriage advice that is direct, unsentimental, and grounded in real-world experience rather than theory. It is especially useful for couples who want to strengthen their relationship before serious trouble begins, as well as for engaged readers, newlyweds, and anyone trying to understand why ordinary marriages deteriorate over time. The practical benefit of the book is its emphasis on early intervention communication habits. Emotional tone, boundaries, and small patterns of disrespect matter more than people often assume. Intellectually, Intellectual, it offers a rare perspective because it comes from a lawyer who has seen the legal end of marriage repeatedly and can therefore identify recurring failure points with unusual. Clarity. What distinguishes it from many books in the marriage genre is its tone and angle. It is not built around sentiment, spiritual counseling, or abstract theory. Instead, it reverse engineers marital breakdown from the outside in, which gives it a sharper and more cautionary voice. Readers looking for candid guidance and a realistic account of how marriages actually fail will find it more distinctive than conventional relationship self-help books. If you would like to support James J. Sexton, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.